Okay, moving on to Simon Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalad. We're at the bottom of page 49. Moving on to page 50. Okay, we talked about last time all the Surim of Kibbutz, of laundering clothes and wearing laundered clothes. And we mentioned Tisporet also. We'll get to the dinam later on. Legabi haircuts and lechuli. Lechachar Tainis, says the Mechaber. Mutal Lesaber Lechabes Miyad. Paskins the Mechaber over here that immediately after the Tainis, meaning the Motze, Tisha B'Av, right after Tisha B'Av ends, you're allowed to go get a haircut and launder your clothes immediately. And that line says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Laimin Lamed Zayin V'ayin Lekomen Simen Tavkuf Nun Ches Ba'achronin. In Simen Kaf Tavkuf Nun Ches, in Achronim over there, the Mechaber himself talks about certain things that we keep during Yud Av also. So over there, we talk about the Surim even on Yud Av. So over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Mitzad Min Hogo Yishli Zarbazab Yom Asiri Ad Chatzos Hayom. That's what he passed over there in Tav and Tavrid Nureish Nun Ches. And the Mishnah Berurah applies it over here also, that just like the Dinam over there, you're not going to do it until Chatzos Hayom on Yud Ba'av. So too over here, by laundering clothes and getting a haircut, you should wait until Chatzos Hayom on Yud Av. We'll talk later on. We'll get to what happens when Motzei Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday night, which is Erev Shabbos, whether there'll be exceptions to these rules or not. Okay, but the continuation of the Mechaber brings down a very, very important din that's more applicable to the Sfardim than the Ashkenazim. We'll see what is going to be Allah HaLamaisa. But before we get to the din of the Mechaber, we just have to understand a little bit of background. That is, there's a Machlokas Rishonim. What is the gather of Shavua Shachabo? Shavua Shachabo, if Tisha B'Av falls out on during the middle of the week, for sure, starting at the beginning of the week, that's the gather of Shavua Shachabo. But what happens when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? You all know when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be Nidcha L'Yom Rishon. Okay, if it's Nidcha L'Yom Rishon, so we have a suffix. Do we say, since it really falls out on Shabbos, so that whole week before then should really be Asur, and therefore that's considered to be the gather of Shavua Shachabo? Or since we push it off till Sunday, so there's really no Shavua Shechalbo. If it falls on Sunday, there's no Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av, and therefore there will be no dinim of that in that year. Okay, just like when it falls on Sunday, when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbos Sunday, so there's no Shavua Shechalbo for all the dinim that apply to Shavua Shechalbo. So what happens when Shabbos falls out on when Tisha B'Av falls out on a Shabbos and it's Nitcha Liyom Rishon? That becomes a machlokes in the Rishonim. There's a Yerushalmi that is Mashar Beferish that. In that case, it'll be like it falls on a Motzei Shabbos, and there will be no dinam of Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. Okay. However, the smack brings down that the minog is to treat that whole week beforehand already as Shavua Shechalbo. So that those two opinions are brought down over here in the Mechaber. The Mechal Tisha B'Av b'Yom Rishon. Obi Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av falls out on Yom Rishon or on Shabbos, v'nitcha l'achar Shabbos, and it's pushed off to after Shabbos, mutter b'shtei Shabbatos. It's going to be, both weeks are going to be mutter. Bein shekodem ha'tanis, bein shel'acharav, whether the week before the tanis, because once again, there is no week before because it's considered like Sunday, so the whole week before that is going to be mutter. Bein l'achar tanis, because after the tanis, there will be no more dinim of avelus. Okay, that's the stam din that based on that Yerushalmi that most Yerushalmi bring down. V'yesh misha omer shenagul eser kol shavua shlofanav chutz miyom chamishi v'yom shishi. And those say that the minhag developed that they asered the whole shavua before it, except for yom chamishi v'yom shishi, in order for covered Shabbos, in order to prepare for Shabbos. So they did not aser Thursday and Friday, but the minhag on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they would go ahead and aser all these dinim. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even according to this second opinion, this opinion is only arguing when it falls out on Shabbos and in the Nidcha. If it falls out on Sunday, falls out on Motzei Shabbos, then even according to this opinion, there will be no Isser involved whatsoever. Fine. So that's the machlokas over here between the two days that are brought down in the Mechaber. How do we paskin halach l'maisa? So, once again, for the Sfardim, this is going to be a major nafkamina because most of the dinim apply only by Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. But for us Ashkenazim, as the Ramah writes over here, V'noagim l'hachmer mitchilas Rosh Chodesh l'inyan kibbutz. Our minhag is to be machmer already from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh in terms of kibbutz begadim, in terms of laundry clothing. Aval tisport noagim l'hachmer m'yudzayim mitamos. I mentioned this Ramah last time, but by hair cutting, we already start to aser from yudzayim mitamos. And I said over the Mishnah Berurah already, why is it we mechalik between Kvisa and Tispora, when they're both found in the same Mishnah. So says the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkat and Mem, the lo kodem, she'ein rova tzibur yicholin la'amod ba. By Kvisa, people cannot last going for 3 weeks without laundering their clothes, so therefore it's a gzer tzibur yishal la'amod ba. Therefore, it only goes there by the 9 days. But by Tispora, where you could have handled not getting a haircut for 3 weeks, they asked her to order it from the beginning of the 3 weeks. The Aruch HaShulchan adds one more reason besides for that. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, in Os Tet Zayin, since he says by Tisporet, if you only ask her for 9 days, it's not really nicker you're doing Mishem Avelis. Okay, everyone get 9 days without a haircut. There's nothing's going to be nicker. That's not going to be anything significant. So everyone wait for 3 weeks. If other Chazal felt, or then Chazal, at least later on, the Minhag developed, that we should wait in order to show our Avelis, at least for letting our hair grow for those 3 weeks. So according to us, Ashkenazim, it doesn't really matter for these Dinim of Kvisa and Tisporet so much. This nafkamina of what's going to be the psak over when Shavua Shechalbo. But we'll soon see that there are some nafkaminas even for Ashkenazim. But for the Sephardim, it's a major nafkamina. How do we paskin Olach Lamaisa? So Lamaisa, the Sephardi poskin, they point out over here it's a stam and a Yeshmi Shomer. They're going to go like the stam, the Kafachayim, and Chazon Avadya on page Reish Pei Gimel. Over here, Reish Chaf Gimel. In Chazon Avadia, Paskin Lamaisa, that you go Lakula, and therefore if it falls out on Shabbos, it's Nidcha. There is no Shavua Shechalbo in Kal V'Chomer. When it falls out on Sunday, there will be no Shavua Shechalbo Tishabo. Even though over here, it says not a Stam and a Yesh Omerim, it's a Stam and a Yesh Misha Omer. There are times that by a Yesh Misha Omer, we will Paskin like a Yesh Misha Omer over the Stam, but over here, the Poskim of the Sephardim, they go Lakula over here, and they Paskin that there is no Shavua Shechalbo in those cases. Ah, for Ashkenazim, as we just said, according to the Rav, there's not such a big nafkamina, but there is Tzatz nafkamina, as we already mentioned earlier on in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chavtes, and it's also going to be later on, Sivkatan Mam Gimel, and it's a Be'er Halacha, and there's a couple other places found in Mishnah Berurah, that we will paskin that you go after Shavua Shechalbo. What was the din over there? We said over there earlier on, was that if someone only has one garment, we said over there, even though the Mechaber says that when one has one garment, he can't do Kvisa, we said he can't do laundering that one garment, even that one garment. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says we can rely on Shavua Shechalbo if one only has one piece of clothing. Since the minig is only during the Tishas Yamim, it's only Dimtzan Minog, so that whole week from Rosh Chodesh until Shavua Shechalbo, one can launder his clothes if he only has one garment. So in that case, we do rely on Shavua Shechalbo. And a couple other examples also. So for Ashkenazim, how would we paskin Alach Lamaisa? So there's a Magen Avram. There's a Magen Avram in the end of Sifkatan Lamed Hey. He's talking about Basar V'Yayin over there. Basar V'Yayin, he says over there, the certain din that we're Mekel, he says over there, by Basar V'Yayin, one can rely on the Mekel sheet over here and treat it that it will not be considered Shavua Shechalbo unless, even if it when it falls out on Shabbos. The Levushe Srad over there explained the Magen Avraham, he wants a Taina that it's only by Basar V'Yayin, since Basar V'Yayin is only Asar Mitam Minog. But things that are Asar Mitnikar, Didina, the Gemara, the Mishnah is like over here, by laundering clothing and haircuts. So it says over there, Levushe Srad, it would be that they would go after the Machmir opinion. However, it wasn't clear that Levushe Srad was passing like that. It sounded like he was just explaining that was the Pashas, and that's why the Piske Chuvos in Os Kaf Gimel Paskins Alach Lamaisa for Ashkenazim, for the din that we're Mekel on Shavua Shechalbo, we're not going to be Mekel when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos by the thing that our Maker, the din of the Gemara. However, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Davidson told me today that one can be Mekel since this din is all chumer, it's only a minug as it is to wait till for all these dinim that were machmer from beforehand. And over here, it's a machlokus in the Rishonim, and it's a milton. The Rabbanan of Nevinsel felt that one could be mekel. Over here, just like the Sephardi poskin paskin alach lemaisa like lemekel, so too we could paskin lemaisa lekula in cases where we rely on the shita of Shavua Shechalbo Tishabah. Okay, so that's what's going on over here. Just one more thing, just to remind ourselves that we had the machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Ligabe when Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, in terms of haircuts. When does the Isser start? Does it start from the night of Yud Zayin B'Tamuz, even before we're going to start fasting, or does it only start from the daytime? Rav Moshe felt the Nikar Din, the Dinim of Beinam and Tzarin, of the 3 weeks only start at the daytime, as opposed to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach held that the Dinim already start at nighttime. Fine. Siv Beis. Siv Hey. Aser le'ivriyot l'chabes bigdei ha'ovei kol chavim b'shavua zeh. Says the Mechaber that it's aser for a Jewish let's say, cleaning lady or whatever is doing laundry for a goy, it's aser for her to wash the clothing of a goy during Shavua Shechalbo. That's the Psak of the Mechaber. Where is this coming from? So it's coming from a Trumas Hadeshin that is quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Trumas Hadeshin says the following. I'll read it inside. Katov b'Trumas Hadeshin, mitocha svara nir lahatir l'nashim arvios l'chabes begadim l'nachrius b'shabazu. Besides that svara, it should seem to be that we should be makel, that a Jewish woman should be able to launder goyish clothes on during this time. Why? Shari ain iser kibus b'shabazu mishum d'iser malacha. It's not an iser malacha to do. It's not like cholamoid or other times where there's an iser malacha. Over here, elikadei l'mayit b'simcha. It's in order to be mayit b'simcha. Ulahara et arvelis and to show our avelis. V'halu shayach b'kibus bigdei agoyim. And that's not shayach by bigdei agoyim. It's not simcha to wash goyim's clothes. Okay, it's not going to give us any laundry clothes. So there's no real simcha, but it's not lahesach adas from the avelis. Omnam says the Trumas Hadeshin, Sover ani lahachmer, mishum de'ika lemechash lemarsa ayin. But since the Marsa ayin Shabbat, do me to the Psak. Remember, Rav Nevin saw that people don't understand what's going on over here by music. So same thing over here, we'll see over here by kibbutz, begotten the same thing. We're afraid that possibly people will think that you can launder clothes, and therefore, because the Maris Ayin Shabbat, you can't even go ahead and launder clothes of the goyim. And that's the psak over here in the Machaber. That's what he's saying over here. He just says, Tom, it is going to be also to do over here in Sifei. Says the Mishnah Brun Sif Katan, hey. He said, it brings down the Trumas Hadeshin. Second line, and he says, Aser mi ne marsa ayin, she'ein nikar she'im shel akum, because the people can't tell you're washing goyish clothes, Jewish clothes, and therefore he feels it should be aser mi ta marsa ayin, like the Trumas Hadeshin says. What comes out of this, if the whole Isser only mishum marasa ayin, so points out, the Achronim Paskin over here, in the Mishnah Berurah, if you're in a place where it's nicker, the difference between the clothing of a Jew or the clothing of a goy, let's say Mitzrayim, right? Mitzchus, that they didn't change the lavush. They could tell the difference between Jewish clothes and goyish, because unfortunately in many communities nowadays, you can't tell the Jewish children from the goyish children the way they dress. So therefore, there will be no heter over here. But the Mishnah Berurah says, if you could tell the difference between goyim's clothes and the Jewish clothes, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the Hemshech Amna, Memakom, Sha'akum, Yesh Lamalbushim Acherim, Dinikar Lakoshim Shal'akum, Yesh Lahakel. And one, then one could be Mekel. So that is one kula that comes out because the din is only of Mar Sayin. There's one more din that is brought down by the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, V'efshar. Okay, we're not getting into why he says V'derech Efshar, but the Mishnah Magen Avraham in the Os. See, if Katan Yutess over here, he says, M'efshar de'bitzina is going to be mutter. If you wash the clothes bitzina, then it's going to be mutter because there will be no Maris Ayin. So if anyone knows, holding the dinam of Maris Ayin, that seems to raise eyebrows because we know Kol should also mitum Maris Ayin. Zafilu b'chedri chadarim, we say is also. Anything is also mitum Maris Ayin. Even b'chedri chadarim, we usually say is also. So why would he matter bitzina? The answer is there, is that it could be that there's a difference between Maris Ayin and the Deraisa and Maris Ayin and the Rabbanan. Over here, it's only Maris Ayin and it didn't the Rabbanan. And therefore, that's why the Magen Avraham says, Efshar Sheish Lahakel. And that Aruch HaShulchan Paskin, even though the Mishnah Berurah does not bring down this Magen Avraham very interestingly. However, the Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkot Yud Zayin brings down this Magen Avraham and Paskin's the Kula if it's done Bitsina. Okay? Yes, that's right. Very good. Very, very good. The Shartzim does say over here in Os Mem Dalit, he says, thank you very much. So the Shartzim does bring it down over here in Mem Dalit, and for sure we can be somach on it because also the Aruch HaShulchan brings it on in Sivkatan Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, this applies to what we just said just moments ago. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat Mem Gemel, if you notice over here, the Ramah did not say on the Mechaber that this din we are Machmer already from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. The Mechaber passes is only Asr during Shavua Shechalbo. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Hey, this is Dafka. In Sifkat Mem Gemel, Bazeh Aflidi Dun Lonegim Rosh Chodesh, in this din of Jews washing the Goyish clothes, it's not going to be knowing from Rosh Chodesh, Min Lokat of Ramad, knowing about Bazeh, Rosh Chodesh, Kemoshakata, Basif Sha'acharzeh, and therefore, Lemaisa, one can be Mekel from the beginning of Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, I asked the Nevinzal Day, there's a psak that's brought down in Yerushalayim Muadiyah, Mishem Rav Nevinzal, and Page Resh Gimel, in Halacha Kuf Pei Gimel. He says over there, if someone owns a machpesa, or dry cleaners for that matter, he says, Rav Nevin Sal, if it's not only for, let's say, children's clothing, which most dry cleaners and laundromats are also for everyone's clothing, you would have to lock it down for the 9 days. So I point out to Rav Nevin Sal, according to this, it shouldn't be. If the goyim are living around there, you could leave it open for the goyim. There shouldn't be, you have to go ahead and close it. And he said, yes, and a chanami. If you're living amongst goyim, you could keep the machpesa open until Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. According to this, you could leave it open until Shavua Shechalbo, because there'll be then, at that point, Shavua Shechalbo, it'll be in public, so therefore it'll be Asur L'Kuli Alma, and therefore it'll be, you have to close it down. But before then, you would not have to close it down, because you could still go ahead and launder the goyim's clothes. Sivav. Kalim Chadashim. By new clothing, bein levanim, bein svuim, bein shel tzemer, bein shel pidgin, doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter what type of clothes, what type of cloth, material. Also, lilbosh b'shabbos zeh, you're not allowed to wear these new clothes during this week. V'anam machmir mirosh chodesh ve'elach, we are machmir already for the beginning of the 9 days. This is obviously even talking about clothing that you're not going to make shachianu on. You're going to have to make shachianu, we'll see later on, you're not allowed to make shachianu during this time. Anyhow. Okay, or it's talking about you already made Shechianu the time you were Konan. You were Konan a month before. You made Shechianu b'shas Knia. Over here, even if you made the Shechianu over here, you would still not be allowed to put these clothes on because they are Kelim Chodashim, be no worse than putting on newly laundered clothes, and therefore this is going to be also for sure by putting on anything new. Adkan will take a break. And over here, Tafsuf Nun Aleph, and Yisif Aleph.